This is Rabbi Nassan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February 11th, 2022. We begin Chaf Amud Aleph 20a, the first section, the black text. Right, so yesterday we had Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Lakish asked Rav Yochanan, if you say I am accepting upon myself a Korban Todah so that I will fulfill my obligation of the Korban Chagiga through it, or behold, I am a Nazir. All right, now let's start top of our page. Va'agalech mima'ot ma'aser sheni. Right, and I'm going to, agalech, I'm going to shave my head. And when I do that, I have to bring the offerings. I'm going to use the money of ma'aser sheni to purchase those offerings. All right, again, ma'aser sheni in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycles, an additional 10% that you have to take to Yerushalayim and eat there. You can, you know, you can redeem it, spend the money on food in Yerushalayim. So I'm going to purchase the korbanos. I'm going to purchase my Nazirite korbanos from Ma'aser Sheni money. Right. But you do it from the outset, right? This is the condition I'm going to accept upon myself when I become a Nazir. Mahu, right? What's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Amar lei nador ve'eno yotzeh. Yeah, you accepted the vow. You better bring a korban todah. You do not fulfill your obligation of chagiga, which is exactly what we saw right at the end of yesterday's learning. Nazir ve'eno megaleach. Yep, you are a nazir if you said, I accept upon myself this nazir, but you cannot bring, right, you cannot shave slash bring the korbanos of the nazir from the money of Ma'aser Sheni. So even though you stipulated, we don't care. Now they tell us a story that has a similar upshot. Hahu gavra de amar lahu. Right, so some guy who says to another, we are assuming that this is one of these deathbed situations. Havu le arba mea zuze le ploni. Please give 400 zuz to ploni ulin siv birate. Or birati. And he'll marry my daughter. So give the guy 400 zuz, right? Give him a dowry, and let him marry my daughter. It's my last will and testament. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, Arba Shakil, the guy takes the 400 bucks, or 400 zuz. Uvrate, the daughter, Ibai Nasif, if he wants, he can marry her. Ibai Lo Nasif, if he wants, he doesn't have to marry her. Why? Taima de Ava de Amar, because the guy said Havule Villanisiv, right? First he said give it to him. Then he said, you know, have him marry my daughter. Right? We accept the first and not the second. Right? I accept the Korban Todah. We accept so that I will use it as a chagiga, we don't accept, right? This is so similar here. The 400, you're done for. He wants to marry his daughter? Yes, great. And if not, he doesn't have to. He's not obligated. Aval, but, i'amrle, if the dying guy says, l'nisev v'havule, let him marry my daughter and then give him 400 zuz. That case is different. Inasiv, shakil, if he marries the daughter, he gets to take it. But if he doesn't marry the daughter, he doesn't get to take it because there it's clearly contingent. First, you have to do A, and only then do you get B. So Yosef Mareimar become a lahashmaita mishmei de nafshe. So Mareimar used to sit and right say this piece of learning, this shmaita in his own name. So Amar le Ravina le Mareimar. So Ravina says to Mareimar, buddy, Asun hachi masnisula. This is how you learn it. Right? Anan, we kidabai mine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan masnisale. We learned this is something that Reish Lakish asked from Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Right, again, but the traditions and who they heard it from, right, critically important. Tani Tama Tana Kameh de Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So somebody, one of the Tanaim, learned in front of Yitzchak Bar Abba. Vayakrev es ha'ola. You bring forward, you sacrifice the ola. Vayaseha kamishpat. and you do it according to the Mishpat, according to the law. Kim, now, of course you should do it according to the law. What does that mean? Kim Mishpat Ola Nidava. Right, you bring this Ola offering, right? An Ola is an offering that is fully consumed. The Pasuk is talking about an obligatory Ola offering. And you have to do it Kim Mishpat Olas Nidava, like the Mishpat, like the laws of the voluntary Ola offering. Limeid al olas chova sheteuna smicha comes to teach us that an obligatory ola requires smicha, requires a placing of the hands on the head of the animal, just like we know it does by the olas nedava. So we see it explicitly by the voluntary ola, you have smicha, and by yaseh kamishpat comes to teach us that you have to treat the olas chova, the obligatory ola, in an identical manner, and you have to have smicha by the obligatory ola. Continuation of that conversation, the Gemara, is for tomorrow. So please come back and join me tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.